This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
This is Week Ahead editor Greg Miles here with Bill Glasgow, managing editor at Bloomberg News. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Greg.
Bill, a very important date ahead for citizens of Venezuela after the death of President Hugo Chavez from cancer. Foreign investors also watching closely.
Well, that's right. We're all going to be watching the aftermath of the Sunday election and to see whether or not acting President Nicolas Maduro wins the race to succeed the late populist Chavez. Investors haven't been too thrilled so far. Stocks are down 8% in U.S. dollars, even as they rose 35% in Bolivares this year. That will tell you a lot about dimming prospects for the economy and the currency under new rule, not to mention the old one.
Of course.
Economists surveyed by Bloomberg see Venezuelan inflation heating up to 33% by year end, and that's almost double the rate in the fourth quarter.
That's right. And of course, this is an economy that really depends heavily on oil for the vast majority of its income. Now, talking of income, the coming week also has one of the favorite days for Americans, especially if you don't have any big legal tax shelters abroad.
That's right, Greg. I gave it the office, and then I gave it the office, and then I gave it the office. Monday is April 15th, and you know what that means. It's the due date for U.S. Federal and state taxes. And we're also going to get some tax news. The House and Ways Committee, that's its deadline Monday for businesses and individuals to comment, and comment in polite language, please. Use your inside voice. Comment on potential changes to the U.S. tax code. Expect a report on this next month and then a bill sometime this year. And, of course, this is coming from a Republican committee in a Republican House, which is quite averse to the tax increases that President Obama is seeking in his budget.
And also, Bill, remember, I think that committee has about 10 or 11 working groups working on that tax code. It just shows you how complex our tax code is.
Now, well, the idea here, Greg, is, of course, to do what happened with Kemp Roth in the last time around, is to simplify the tax code and strip it all away. That's an admirable goal that both parties support. The question is, how do you get there?
Because that means ultimately maybe they can get down to one working group in 5 or 6 years. Well, let's get to earnings season. It heats up next week when major financial, technology, consumer products companies report their results. Are the numbers going to be as bullish as the stock market?
Well, that's kind of a yes and no answer. It really depends where you're standing. You know, J.P. Morgan got the weekend off with a really terrific number, a 33% jump in net income, and beat analyst estimates. However, the overall picture may be a little dimmer. The flood of first quarter earnings is washing over the street. We've got big names in the coming week, including Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, American Express, IBM, Coke, McDonald's, GE, so on and so on, Nokia, Google, Microsoft, and Intel. I can't even keep track. Overall earnings for the Standard & Poor's 500 may drop 1.8% in the first quarter, partially because of Europe's recession. That's according to analyst Bloomberg has surveyed, and that would be the first back-to-back decline in profits since 2009. However, and let's have the however here, consumer goods makers, which are benefiting from the American rebound, may be up 20%. Google, of course, you watch Google, right? Google's always one to watch, and they're seen raising profits by 6% in this quarter. Google shares, by the way, have matched the S&P's 12% gain this year, which isn't shabby.
And, Bill, you also mentioned that key word in investment outlooks. However, you know, investors, of course, are going to be focusing on what CEOs say about the outlook for the second quarter and fall of 2013. You know, are the U.S. and global economies going to hold up? And, you know, when it comes to CEOs in the stock market, they don't seem to be fazed by what's going on in North Korea and threats from that nation's very young leader. We may see some fireworks ahead, right?
Well, I certainly hope not. April 15th is tax day in the United States. It's also the 101st anniversary of Kim Il-sung's birth. And that might be the occasion for the North Korean government of Kim Jong-un to fire a missile. Just to show his strength, to show what he can do. President Obama has warned the North against firing anything with a loaded nuclear warhead and said the U.S. and our allies we're ready. So it's kind of an anxious making day. But, you know, just across the border, China is doesn't seem to be fazed by this at all.
They're just chugging along.
They are indeed just moving along, missile threats or not. Monday is going to see the release of Chinese GDP for the first quarter. Economists, Bloomberg surveyed, are betting that the Chinese economy grew 8% in the quarter. That's up just a skosh, up from 7.9% at the end of 2012. But that shows the rebound from the slowest expansion in 3 years. It's gaining momentum.
Yeah, and even with that rebound, Bill, in China, the world's second largest economy, the global economy is going to be, the health of the economy is going to be a major concern when the International Monetary Fund meets next week in Washington.
Sure. Spain, Ireland, Greece, Cyprus, UK, you know, Europe's got this thing called a recession. And when the World Bank and the IMF kick things off, there's going to be a lot of talk of bad banks and rescues. And even before the meetings start, the World Economic Outlook comes out of the IMF. They're forecasting probably a slower year this year. They already said that growth is going to slow to 3.5% from 3.6% this year. And you know, it's really a lot of European drag.
That's right. And these economic and financial policymakers certainly are going to try to make sure that no more major financial crises emerge that would really scuttle, you know, the expansion of the global economy. By the way, we also just confirmed today, Bill, that the finance ministers and central bankers of the G20 nations, they'll also meet in Washington next week for 2 days.
Right. Now, they always do. They always do alongside the G8 and the IMF and the World Bank. It's a whole big shindig.
Now, investors will also be watching several big U.S. economic announcements closely next week, especially after U.S. retail sales dropped on Friday's report. Consumers, 70% of the U.S. economy, so pretty important. What do we expect next week?
Well, and not only did we have that drop in retail sales, but we also had a pretty sharp drop in April's consumer confidence measure from the University of Michigan. That's down to a nine-month low. You cast that upon what's going on now. We probably will see more strength likely in housing. We've got housing starts coming out. That's powering the rebound along with cars. And the consumer confidence numbers probably don't reflect the recent boom in the stock market. So we're counting on still some more oomph from housing. And the U.S. leading index of economic indicators is also likely to have risen in March for the fourth straight month. And stocks are part of that.
And when it comes to sports, Bill, the world of marathon racing is going to get some oomph from one of the most famous marathon races held in Boston, the heart of the American Revolution. Are you going to be there, Bill, with your, you know, Air Jordans on or Air LeBrons?
No, my running days are long gone, Greg, as are my Boston days. But Monday's a very important day because it not only is it the big day for taxes and the big day in North Korea, it's also Patriots Day in New England. And Patriots Day in Massachusetts always means the Boston Marathon. And the race begins in suburban Hopkinton. That's in the western suburbs of Boston at 10 a.m. Last year's winners were Wesley Carrier and Sharon Sharp. They're both defending their titles this year, even though Runner's World says the men's race really looks like it's a wide-open field. And we've also got, toward the end of the week, let's bookend this with sports. Saturday brings the start of the National Basketball League playoffs. The Miami Heat has the best record going into the final sprint, but don't forget about the Knicks.
Yes, don't forget about the Knicks. Always hoping. Well, Bill, thanks again for your time.
Great, Greg.
Well, as always, we do got to go. You can find the full print version of our week ahead on our Bloomberg Terminal at our top worldwide page, or at NI Space Global Week, our podcasts. They're also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.